With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Governor Steve Bullock has signed a first-of-its-kind executive order to require many state government contractors to report their political contributions, even those to so-called dark money groups that don't have to disclose donors. Bullock said today the measure is an example of what states can do to bring transparency to increased election spending by groups classified as social welfare organizations. A record number of people visited Yellowstone National Park last month. The National Park Service says the 447,000 visits in May were up 6% compared with May last year. Year-to-date, visitation is down, but the nearly 571,000 people who have been to Yellowstone so far is making for a busy year. Yellowstone's peak season is May through September. Relatively few people visit during winter. The Helena School District is changing a policy that allows the district to use collection agencies to recover school lunch debt. The district received backlash in April after saying it planned to turn over $100,000 in school debts to collections. Superintendent Jack Copps says he had been in the hospital and the announcement went out without his approval. He said such a policy punishes students from low-income families. The Independent Record reports Copps told the school board Tuesday that the district realized it was inconsistent in notifying parents about lunch debt and better communication would help. Under the new policy to be voted on next Tuesday, weekly notifications will be sent home with students who have lunch debt, and principals or other school officials will contact families when the debt reaches $30. Officials say buses for the St. Ignatius School District have tested positive for methamphetamine and will be cleaned for the safety of students. KECI-TV reports the meth on St. Ignatius buses was detected after one of the bus company's owners was arrested for possession with the intent to distribute. Superintendent Jason Sargent says the school bus garage also tested positive for methamphetamine and will need to be professionally cleaned. St. Ignatius contracts out school bus service to Johnson Transportation. Sargent says they are working with the bus corporation to assure that the cleanup is thorough and will test the buses and garage again after the cleanup is completed. Senator John Tester today slammed a decision by the U.S. Justice Department to not defend the provision of the Affordable Care Act that guarantees health coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. The Democrat called it a, quote, reckless decision and said President Trump's administration should be working to lower the price of insurance instead of playing political games. Montana Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale issued a press release today praising Congress for repealing the Affordable Care Act tax penalty for people who don't buy health insurance. Insurance companies requested the requirement in return for the health care law mandating that they cover people with pre-existing conditions. Rosendale, who is running against Tester as a Republican, says the law needs to be repealed entirely and blames it for high health insurance premiums. Fergus County officials have released the name of the third person who died in a head-on crash in central Montana earlier this week. Coroner Dick Brown says 19-year-old Daniel James Clark of Billings was in the car that was struck head-on by a sport utility vehicle as the driver tried to pass another car on U.S. Highway 87 south of Grass Range at about 6 p.m. Tuesday. Brown says the driver of the SUV, 29-year-old Chelsea R. Simpson of Roundup, and her passenger, 24-year-old Gage F. Hall of Roundup, also died at the scene of the crash. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.